He will have power over the mighty who rule the nations, and he will induce them to manufacture these weapons in great quantities. And if humanity does not react, I could no longer withhold my son's arm. And then God will punish men with such severity that no even in the times of deluge was known. If humanity does not change, this will be the time of times, and the end of all the end. And everything will have to get worse than what you have seen today. The might and the powerful will die in the same manner as the small and the weak. Even the church will have its moment of confrontation with the truth. The cardinals will confront the cardinals, and the bishops against the bishops. Satan will be walking among them, and great changes will take place in Rome. The church will crumble and the world will be submerged in terror. A great war will break out in the second half of the 20th century. Fire and smoke will fall from heaven, the ocean water will become steam, and the foam will raise to shake and submerge the world. Millions and millions of people will get to the point of envying the dead. Wherever one looks, the only thing to find is anguish, famine and ruins. The time is coming near, and the fall is getting deeper without any hope. The good will die with the bad, the tall with the small, the princes of the church with their followers, and the statesmen with their people. Death will be present everywhere as a natural cause of the mistakes made by those who are not reasonable, and Satan's advocates up to the date in which the ones who have managed to survive each event will praise once again the glory of God, and will serve God the same way men served God when the world was less corrupt. Go, little girl, and proclaim your message. I will be by your side to help you. Rama and I had found a comfortable spot, near the river. I opened the conversation by saying, "You'll be pleased to know that I've done a good piece of investigation on this Fatima incident. I gathered all kinds of information, including this," and I handed her a copy of Renzo Bascara's paper. "Good boy," she said. "Now we can have an intelligent conversation in a civilized manner." I had known she would be pleased, since she made a point of letting me know she didn't want to be bothered with the hassle of small details that were available to me through research. Her comment also let me know that she knew my smart aleck attitude was a ruse to cover my lack of knowledge on the subjects we had been discussing. I said, "Yesterday, when we were talking about the Antichrist, and what is going to be happening here during the apocalyptical moments of the earth, I was thinking about this Fatima message. You told me that we wouldn't get into it unless I started behaving like a civilized human being." "Quite right. Despite all our kidding around, this is the one time I'm asking you to be very serious. I'll give you straight answers because we want this published, don't seven we? If you say so. And remember, when you write, include no names. I've got you covered on that. With the knowledge you already have, it's not difficult to spot the elements that were present during the Fatima events: the coming and going of the cloud, the bright light. I've no doubt in my mind, it was someone from another world. I found this book written in Portuguese, entitled, Irina Mas and Jeremias Brichanti K. A. Sol, by J. D. Marchi. In English, the title means, She Was a Lady Shining Brighter Than the Sun. Yes, but in 1917 talk about UFOs would have confused the children. THT kind of knowledge and terminology were unknown to them. Why did she call herself the Virgin Mary? She related to their thoughts, their religion, their faith, to what the children trusted. They were Christsoft-tians who believed in Christ and the Virgin Mary. Maybe she did that in order not to freak them out. Is that possible? Right. I had to do the same thing with you, so you wouldn't freak out on me. I knew your thoughts, what you would relate to, what would appeal to your curiosity. You see, what's going on now is somewhat similar to what went on in Portugal in 1917. What do you mean? Simply that I'm also a neighbor in the universe who is asking you to make this message known to the world. We had reached a point in the discussion where I felt it would be appropriate to raise the question that had been on my mind. Tell me, Rama, why was the Fatima incident never made public in the first place? I've asked you this question several times, and I don't think you've ever given me a straight answer on it. It was not revealed, Charles, because it is much more convenient for a group of people who rule the destinies of the world to keep it a secret. I guess it would be pointless to ask you who rules the destinies of the world. The impression I'm getting from you tells me that you won't tell me anyway. It would be a waste of our time to ask for names, because I'm not going to give you any. But it's not difficult to figure out who they could be and what they stand for. I already have some idea. It took me a while, but at age 27, I graduated into the world of knowing there is a conference room somewhere on this planet where a group of people get together and decide who will pull the strings. Military coups, revolutions, price raises, head-soft-lines, wars, money, power plays. It all goes on at one table. My mother used to tell me about these things, but I never believed her. Like you, she told me that a certain president was finished and I mocked the situation, saying, no king as big as Richard M. could ever be finished. I remember her saying that she would be the happiest woman in the world if she knew where that conference room was. One thing she was sure of was that this table was bigger than any church, govern-soft-mental political party in the world. In other words, their power was simply enormous. Your mother sounds like a tough cookie. She likes to think of herself like that. I know, she is a wonderful person, a true Chris-soft-tien. Are you kidding? I asked with surprise. Wait, you didn't let me finish. She's a true Christian in that she loves her fellow human beings. Have you known her not to be concerned with people? Someone who would travel thousands of miles just to help the victims of some devastated area? Rama, using her special gifts, had discovered that my mother had volunteered to help earthquake victims at one time. She doesn't advertise what she does, but she seems to enjoy that sort of thing. But she hates Jesus freaks. No, she does not hate, she dislikes, she doesn't have the patience for nonsense. How did you know about my mother? You haven't even met her. You should know by now that I can sense your mother in your vibrations. She's a good Christian because there is no hate in her. If she had bad vibes, I could pick them up from you. Don't forget we're going into the third force naturally and matter-of-factly now. Many times we may be having a conversation and our ananas and aninites mingle together. Then we become one thought. Don't question it every time it happens. Just accept it as a phenomena of telepathy. You witch-soft-nest how I was able to pick up information from your vibes, or your mental images, about your mother. She is alive, shaped and moving in your mind. It's like putting a movie screen of your thoughts in front of me. That explains it. Now when we analyze what you have on Fatima, it's not going to be difficult for you to understand when we say a man, a group, a church. Don't you think that whoever is responsible for not having it published the first time is going to try it again? I don't think they can stop it this time. Why not? Oh, they would like to, but it's too late now. By the time your little story is ready, you'll have found lots of evidence that the situation has gotten out of hand for them. A powerful church on your planet is already decadent. That particular church is losing face day in and day out. What do you mean by too late? Too many people are wanting to know the truth, I guess. The press is getting to people. Look what Hapsoft-penned in the United States a few days ago. Many reporters who didn't like getting the wrong answers started to make waves. This is how the whole thing started. Yeah, you're right. I remember, the king's advocates, the press, and a newspaper in a city in a nation, as of a few days ago, the king is out. The same thing would happen if someone really wanted to get to the bottom of the Fatima message incident. I'm sure they could. Today's censorship on UFOs is quite tight, but not for long. By the time you're finished with this book, UFOs will be a matter of political campaigning. You have to be joking. Oops, sorry, we're supposed to be serious. I can understand your reaction. There is a nation in this world that in about 2 years will be celebrating a bicentennial holiday, a couple of wars on its hands, and an open convention full of political scandals, to choose one man who will be its next president. The man they will choose has already seen UFOs, and if elected, will make it public knowledge. Shall I call that a prediction or a prophecy? I don't care what you call it. The point I'm making is that a certain ideology in this world is gaining ground in world affairs. What do you mean by ideology? Monarchy is an ideology, democracy is another, communism, socialism, totalitarianism. Forms of government? I know you don't want to use names, but if we're going to be bringing a message across, I'd like to be a little more specific. You figure it out. Could it be an ideology that started around the turn of the century with a revolution? And has it been present in two major wars? Does it have bases all over the world, including one of the large Caribbean islands, and in 1962 was a big issue? That's the ideology. I read a book in Spanish that the Lady of Fatima prophesied that communism would be taking over the world before the end of the century. I know it has been written, but I still feel funny about pointing fingers. My scientific and journalistic mind can hardly wait to start analyzing this message with you. I have a gut feeling there's a plot that will lead us to the Battle of Armageddon, to the final days. If the prophecies are going to be fulfilled, and Fatima is a carbon copy of the apocalyptical books of Daniel and Revelation, then why can't we use names? I was thinking about making your job a little easier. Personally, I couldn't care less whose names we use here. But there's always the chance that people would miss soft hyphen understand the purpose of this message and twist it the wrong way, thinking we are endorsing a particular church or creed to them. Some people may even think we're instigating something. Oh, I see, you discuss that with your publishers. If they want to take the responsibility, that's their decision. We want this brought to people in every walk of life. What for? Would it change the prophecies? No. It's too late now. We're already practically living those days of the prophecies. We want this known for one good reason. Because there's not one single living soul out there who can't enter the kingdom of eternal life. In these times you may die at any moment since we are coming close to apocalyptic times. How can we tell? Don't you remember the cold planet, Herculebus and the earthquakes, cataclysms, wars, crime and contumely soft hyphen nation that we read about in Revelation 8-5-9? That's right, and the Fatima messages say that fire and smoke will be cast upon the earth and the steam and foam will rise to shake and submerge the world. According to you, these things are already happen soft hyphening. But what about the part where it says hail and fire mingled with blood? A great mountain burning. And the sea become blood? What about it? I don't see it happening. If it did, don't you think we would have heard something? This is much too spectacular to go unnoticed by the news media. Remember, that was written nearly 2,000 years ago by people who didn't know or understand our lingo. But the imagery remains the same then and today. I already told you that you can't expect to see a star fall on the surface of the earth, because it's a physical impossibility that a celestial body 3,200 times bigger in volume could fall on it. It'll be the effects of attractional forces that cause these things to happen over a period of time. Daniel, John and now Fatima, speak of these events as a period of time. Don't expect to wake up one day to see that the sun has darkened, that the oceans are tinted with blood, that people are dead or dying next to you because the fire falling from heaven is burning them. When they wrote about their visions, they tried to give us their feelings of death, pain, blood, screams, earthquakes, war, deceit, false prophets, famine, destruction, cataclysms, using language and terms known to them. This is why they resorted to symbolic language. What is symbolic language? Dream language. Like when they say a beast with 7 heads and 10 horns. John saw the imagery thanks to his guide, the angel, who helped him understand the visions. John couldn't write, a European confederacy consisting of 10 nations. Got you, loud and clear. With a little intelligent reasoning you can read the scriptures, the Fatima message, the Rodolfo Benavides book, dramatic prophecies of the Great Pyramid, a few other things, and you'll come up with a different outlook on the symbolism of the Bible and make it more meaningful for the second half of the 20th century. Turn to your news media, you'll get war, revolutions, death, earthquakes, forest fires, dry spells, floods, fire soft hyphen mine, crime, and lots of blood. Live in some of your bigger cities around the world, you'll see that the third part of the sun is smitten with smog and air pollution. Contamination of waters is practically around the corner. People starve by the thousands. Your planet's ecology is finally catching up with you. Remember how many people died in Bangsoft-Ladish, India, Biafra?
I do, yes.
Well, then. These are the things the Bible and the Great Pyramid point out for these times. When you get to read that book, you'll see that September 17, 2001 is the date when the cold planet, Herculebus, is going to be at its closest point to the Earth, and the whole solar system will feel the consequences. And just about the time this happens, when the Earth is feeling the attractional forces of this cold planet about 46 days out of the year, our system will be due for a planetary realignment. This is what will cause California to fall into the ocean. What's a planetary realignment? Did you see hair?
No, I haven't.
But you must remember the song that made the play famous.
Aquarius?
Yes, do you know the words? I began singing, when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, and peace will find our planet and love will see the stars. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Good.
Do those words mean anything to you?
Only that it's a pretty song.
Every 180 years, in terrestrial time, every one of our planets align on the same side of the sun. Starting in 1977, until 1982, this will happen so that every planet is in conjunction with every other planet. Throughout this period, we'll find the planets beyond Mars become more accurately aligned. In general, a simple alignment between two or three planets, 11 years apart, causes some dramatic effects on sunspots. They're more intense, thus affecting the Earth's tides and attractional influences. Some astrolabe-augurs mark the beginning of a new age by the occasion of the grand alignment when Jupiter aligns with Mars, and the Moon is in the seventh house. The age of Aquarius begins. Peace and love is the logo for it. Unfortunately, this will also be marked by a major slip of the San Andreas Fault, and most likely it will be the Los Angeles section of that fault to move. Not only that, but to make matters more intense, around that time, Hale-Les Comet will return as an added attraction. This is what Jesus meant in Matthew 24, when he said that the powers of heaven would be shaken. Such an alignment provides everyone with a royal chance for space vehicles to be sent from one planet to another. In your world, there are already some preparations for NASA space launchings. And, as I've mentioned several times before, by that time, flying saucers will become a natural thing. You said I'll find some scientific evidence to support what you're saying?
Yes, the same way we've been doing.
For one thing, it's in your Bible, chapter 24 of Matthew, verses 5 through 11. There, Jesus Christ talks about the prophecies of Daniel for these times. Same thing, famine, earthquakes, pestilences, wars, false prophets, abomination, desolation. In general, once you read one, you've read them all. Now wait, in the same chapter, verses 29, 30 and 31, Matthew tells us about the tribulation, the darkening of the sun, stars falling from heaven, the Son of Man coming with power and glory and the angels gathering his people.
Rama, you're right.
They do all say the same thing.
Okay, good.
Now, let's analyze the Fatima message with the understanding that UFO phenomena is com-soft-mon knowledge.
Rama and I used the Fatima message as a guide to organize our thoughts. Sometimes when we wanted to explain a concept, but didn't have the terminology for it, we would use another language to choose the phrase or word that best described what we wanted to say. At other times, we would use the language of mental images. Often a single flash could explain more than an hour's conversation. The translation we used from the Italian version, which I found in Stop magazine, was this author's: "To the best of my ability, no phrase or meaning has been altered."
Rama said, "Read the first paragraph. Don't be afraid, little girl. This is the Virgin Mary talking to you, asking you to make this public message. Listen well and pay attention.
What do you think that means?"
"Some outer space creature who landed near Fatima, Portugal. She saw the children were believers of Christ,
and told them she was the Virgin Mary so they wouldn't freak out.
Good boy.
Trademark repeating what you said. That's what I mean. You learn fast, you're a good student. This sounded so phony and unbelievable to me that I had to sneer when she made that remark. But Icon Soft continued reading, mankind must make some amendments, repent and ask forgiveness. You wish me to give some proof so people can accept these words that through you, I'm sending human soft it. You've seen the miracle of the sun as well as thousands. I foresee that a great punishment will fall upon the entire human race. Not today or tomorrow, but in the second half of the 20th century. What did she have in mind by making amendments and humbly repent, ask forgiveness? I asked. She was simply saying, give peace a fair chance, start walking the paths of truth and goodwill, especially with your fellow human beings, basically, repeating the words of Jesus Christ when he said all the commands soft-ments could be kept by keeping only the first two, love God and love other people. Aha! I can see that the little girl also asked for proof. What did she get? The sun turning pale, spinning three times on its axis and power diving towards the earth. But you told me you people don't give any proof or demonstrations. That was just a little attention-getting device, enough to make a few people react. Why wasn't it given more publicity? We've discussed that. Let's just say the World Series was getting most of the news coverage in those days, even though there was a correspondent for one of the major news services from the United States present. As for the rest of the paragraph, it's pretty self-explanatory, not today or tomorrow, but in the second half of the 20th century. You know how to count. This is August, 1974. Order is absent in this world. That doesn't need further explanation. All you have to do is turn to your news media radio, television, newspapers, magazines. Go on, Satan reigns everywhere, and is the mastermind of world affairs. All I have to say about that is, it's the honest-to-God truth. Satan, or if you prefer, the evil forces of the world, have been ruling world affairs for quite some time. That's the result of so much hate, blood, war and power thirst among the nations and businesses on this planet. It says that he will climb to the throne of the church. This is going to shatter the hopes of millions of people who expect their church to guide them toward peace, but will get only deceit. We can safely say that the church we see mentioned here has already begun to crumble. By the way, Malachi, the prophet, predicted that by these times the church will no longer exist. When Pope John XXIII opened and read the Fatima message, I bet he wasn't very eager to tell the world that Satan was going to be taking over his church. I ask you, if you were making a deliverance speech, would you tell your audience that you get your kicks by taking nude pictures of underage girls, or that you're about to go to jail now because of it? No, I wouldn't. I hope that answers your question as to why the message was never made public. Is it true Satan is taking over the church? When you go back to the United States, look up some of Hal Lindsey's books. This whole concept will be more clear to you. What are those books? Satan is alive and well on planet Earth, the late, great planet Earth, There is a New World Coming, Liberation of Planet Earth, and another book by Zola Levitt and McCall, Satan in the Sanctuary, would be a good one to read. I made a note of the titles as Rama gave them to me, then we continued analyzing the Fatima message. You don't have to be privileged or a super genius to see that the church no longer has the religious strength to guide humanity toward peace, Rama said. It's true that this particular church has enough strength to impose its will upon governments, but it hasn't been able to turn people onto the teachings of Jesus Christ. This is due to the fact that corruption and deceit have taken over the church. It doesn't work for the human soul anymore, but for politics, war, and the worst kind of corruption. I see. It also says here, referring to Satan, that he will seduce the spirit of those who invent and manufacture the weapons with which it would be possible to wipe out the entire human race in minutes. In 1917 it would have seemed fictional to talk about megaton, atomic and hydrogen bombs. But today you live in cities with radioactive proof underground shell soft hyphens. Do I need to comment on this? No, not really. It says here that he will have power over statesmen in many nations, instigating them to fight and manufacture warfare like crazy. You've just said that we'll see war, revolutions, crime and politicians at work just by watching the media. The next part of the message says she won't be able to hold her son's arm, and then God's wrath will fall upon man with severity such as humanity has never known, not even in times of deluge. When she said that, she was announcing the second coming of Christ, and all the events that are to precede it. Pretty much of this message can be found in Daniel, Revelation and the 24th chapter of Matthew. Yes, but here is where we're going to mention some scientific facts. You asked me before if you'd be able to study this. I'll tell you where to find your proof. Let's see how your planet is doing internally. Columnsoft-by-university scientists have made some information public about a gigantic fault nearly 144,000 miles long, 64 miles wide and 4 miles deep. It goes from the Atlantic Ocean to the Indian Ocean. It surrounds the American and Asiatic continents. In the middle of the Pacific you have what is known as the Ring of Fire, the weakest part of the Earth's crust, a volcanic belt extending from the southern part of Chile in South America, along the coasts of Peru, Ecuador, Nicaragua, Guatemala, Mexico, California, Vancouver, Alaska, and I think it completes this circle with the islands of Japan, Krakatoa, Sapporo and others in the southern Pacific hemisphere. Could you believe that this 90,000 square miles of planet could be torn apart, snatched away from the Earth? The attractional force of Hercules could put enough pressure on it so that this weak part of the Earth's crust will fly away into space. It's hard to believe that could really happen. Where would all that mass of land and water go? It will be caught by the Earth's attraction. It will be this planet's new moon. Don't look so surprised, because I'm going to point out scientific evidence. That's the only way you're going to convince me. Just to mention a few, Baja California is moving west at the rate of 2 inches per year. The Yucatan Peninsula is rising above its sea level. The ocean in California is rising. The system of faults along the San Andreas in California is the most active on the entire planet. Most of the earthquakes in the American Consoft-Tynant seem to have their origin along these faults: Fairbanks in Alaska, Los Angeles, Silma in California, February 1971. Remember the 1970 earthquake in Lima, Peru, and the one in Chile in 1960. The continental drift and the mid-Atlantic ridge give us evidence of some under-ocean activity. That's the reason for the separation of the continents, two land masses gradually drifting apart. Studies have been done on samples that were taken of the coasts of eastern Brazil and western Africa. They match. As I mentioned before, you can fit several continents together like a puzzle. Ice has been building on the polar surroundings. This ice will melt and fill the oceans. Weak parts in the lithosphere will break and give way. It's already happened, soft hyphening. Right now, ocean water is seeping into the interior of the Earth where temperatures range from 4,000 degrees centigrade to 6,000 degrees temperatures so hot that fire liquefies. Needless to say, this will cause pronounced seismic activity. Read the first two verses of Revelations, chapter 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. The whole ninth chapter of Revelations talks about these things. I could go on and on with this list, but what I want to impress upon you is that the physical constitution of your planet is in constant activity, volcanic, seismic, cosmic. Don't think for one minute that it would be impossible for a continent to go under, or for a new moon to be born. It's happened before, to Atlantis and Lemuria. It's what caused the birth of your present moon. Each of these events took place when Hercules completed one of its 6,666 terrestrial year cycles. You know, Rama, there's a movie out about what you're saying. It's called the Restless Earth, and it has soft hyphen traits the volcanic belt called the Ring of Fire. Tell me about California being knocked into the ocean. You said I could get scientific facts on this.